Alonzi.
There you go.
Do we die? Will we die?
Ghost, if you're here, don't bother us, okay?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode. I got to talk plainly instead of slobbering.
This is Justin Torno, Dr. Vale of the USS Melbourne, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Eyes like a sunrise, like a rainfall down my soul.
Another episode of Comic Poppy Manga Style, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at Evergreen Volume 1, story by Yuyuka Takimaya and art by Akira Kusakabe. And this is brought to us by Seven Seas Entertainment. The copyright date for this is 2015 here in North America. For Japanese, it was 2012. Born with a congenital heart disease and thus unable to join in activities that are too physical, manga club captain Yoshibatsu Hataka can only watch through the club room's window whenever the school swim team practices. Hataka is enamored with beautiful swimming ace Awaya Nikki, but Hataka is sickly and shy and feels that the best he can do is pine for her from far away. When the gym teacher asks Hataka to attend a special after-school swim class to make up for not participate during regular classes, it sets into motion a budding friendship between Hataka and Nikki, and perhaps something more. And this is one definitely a shoujo manga. It's dealing around with a high school and romance as well, and all the stuff that comes with the high school stuff. The artwork for this one is pretty much standard manga fare. So if you're looking for that, you know, you're not going to be too surprised with everything that's in here. As I said, the two main people are Nikki and Hataka. They also do have an assistant president.
Yeah, vice president, basically. I cannot remember her name, so you'd be better off looking at the actual name. That's the gal
that has a crush on the main character as well.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if they ever...
Not... Maybe
a little bit of a crush on him. I don't remember her name off the top of my head either. I'm not finding it fastly. Usually I depend on the character bio. Logan's going to flip through for us. But then they also have Hutaka's friend. He's in there. He's the requisite horn dog or horn dog, whatever you want to call him. He's got the, he's kind of, you know,
he's the lady.
Has little hots for the manga club assistant.
Yep.
And, so,
and even though the assistant doesn't have the hots for him, because she has the hots for the
president.
For the president.
Maybe.
A little bit. But I think she knows it's not going to happen.
Right.
Because he's too enamored with Nikki. Because he's pretty much pining for her, like, And Nikki's the star swimmer. And what sets everything into motion, which isn't a giveaway because it's at the beginning of the story, is that he goes to this practice after class and gets in there and proceeds to pretty much drown. Glug, glug.
Yeah.
And Nikki has to jump in and save him. I believe that's it. Or was it the other way around? Did Nikki look that up? We might have to scrub and go back
to
that.
No, you were right. He went to go. Drown. Yeah, he
okay, pretty it was much him, drowned.
Yeah.
So
because he pushed her away when she got too close to him because he didn't want her to see the big scar on his chest.
Okay.
So, okay.
And this is a family inherited condition.
Right.
You know, he's mm-hmm. got heart problems, and his father had that, and he died at a young age because right. of that.
His father. Now, I understand that this is based for young adult women or teenage yep. girls, and that they actually enjoy this type of story. But for me, with this kind of story, it just did not sit right for me.
Jonathan has no romance in him.
It's not the romance aspect that bugged me about it the most. Okay. It's not that bugged me the most.
Okay,
the
he thing has some that, romance in him.
The thing that bugged me the most was how he hated himself for having this general condition that he could not help having. And he completely hated it. And then when it came down to his dad, he was like, I hate my dad. My dad was so weak for dying, and da 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 da. His dad had no power and this condition that he had. So,
but you're dealing with, he was a young kid when that happened. So he's dealing with those things growing up.
Right.
He's still a high schooler. You know, you have those emotions in high school too.
I know, but like,
so he is going to hate what's going on because he's scared as well. I don't know if it's a clear hatred. I think it's because he's so scared that it could happen to him. That's why he's turning to hate to try to, you know, stave it off of him, you know, try to shut the condition off of
right.
him. And, you know, even though there's nothing that can be done, you know, anybody would. And, you know, when you get diagnosed with something like that, it's a little depressing.
Right. But, you know, like, there are some times where you can be like that. Or you can be, you know, I can have some ideas how to help myself with this situation. Or
true.
Or, you know.
It seems like his issues are somewhat bundled up with issues with his father, too. Which, yeah.
But there are times where I'm like, okay, well, he's saying that he can't do this. But he doesn't even try to do it.
It's because he's scared, I think.
And I understand that.
He knows that if he strains himself, he could possibly die.
He could possibly die.
And that's probably what happened to his dad. Yeah.
You know, so, and I can completely understand it. Because having somebody diagnosed with basically the end of your life, it takes something out of you. And being a high schooler and a kid, even younger than that when his dad passed away, I can see why he's feeling these emotions.
Right.
And this is this encounter with Nikki. The whole story is basically her pulling him out of those emotions. And at least that's where it feels like this story is leading to. And it's one of those where I'm not going to say everybody enjoys these type of books, but a lot of, you know, even if you're a guy, you want to try to help the person that you're caring for.
Right.
And I think this is the same type of situation where the reader will say, oh, she's trying to help him.
Right.
See, like you're saying, try to show him there is life. It's not just all doom and gloom. You can do some stuff. So,
I see, like,
but you're coming from a young man.
What?
You're coming to it from a young man, so you have a little bit more life experience on you.
Yeah.
There's also whatever is up with the nightmares.
Well, yeah, he's having nightmares too. Yeah.
That does not seem normal. There might be something behind that, but I have no clue.
You know, like your dad, like Richard said, you know, it might.
On and Soga. On-chan and Soga.
Who's
senpai.
Who, Dad? Don't just say who's who.
On-chan and Soga senpai.
Who's who?
On is the girl, Soga is the boy.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
On-chan was used for On.
I have no clue of reference. Who's who when you're just giving me names?
That's so, why I added the suffix.
I don't know the suffix. On?
Chan. Soga senpai.
On-chan is the...
That's basically...
Girl, and what's the boy's name?
Soga.
Soga. Okay, that's all I need to know. Soga.
Because pretty much at least 99% of the time they refer to her, it's On-chan.
Okay. Thank you, Logan, for doing that.
But I lost my train of thought.
We were talking about the nightmares. And I think that stems back from losing his father at such a young age.
Yeah.
It's a little psychological.
Right. And like you were saying, I think that it probably stemmed from that fear that he had building up as well. Because a lot of the times it was, you know, I believe it was somebody stabbing him in the heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The kid in the kitsune mask. The kid in the fox mask.
But yeah, the nightmare with the stabbing, yeah, that I think that's definitely psychological. It's going, and it might, who knows, I don't think there's any supernatural element
to
the story.
I think it's just pure
slice of life type stuff, high school life.
High school life, first romance, what have you.
And the Nikki doesn't know what she thinks about Hotaka right now.
Right.
She does know that she go back to the manga club that he's president of. They've distributed all of these mangas.
Manga magazines.
And only one
has ever been taken.
Up.
Right.
And come to find out, it's Nikki that's been picking them up.
She came out of the closet as an anime fan.
So she kind of has a little bit of a, not a, she has some feelings for him, but not necessarily romantic. Admiration, maybe.
Right.
And she enjoys what he's doing.
I think that she, at this point, she wants to be more of a friend than anything. And she kind of says it. And then somebody starts talking to the main character, Hotaka, about her. And
maybe there's a chance.
And they're like, don't trust her because she's just being nice to you because she feels sorry for you.
Oh, no, it was being nice to you to get closer to your playboy friend.
Oh, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
That's a smidgen of it, too, yeah. But I think some of the girls were...
The main thing was that because more than one person told him that she was just trying to get close to him because she felt sorry for him.
And that feeds into his fears.
That feeds into his insecurities.
And I think it's going to be developed where she's insecure as well. This first volume doesn't show that, but just by the way it kind of reads, I think eventually it'll be both of them helping each other.
Right.
Because usually that's the way these stories usually come full circle with each other.
And see,
they've also got some sort of connection via the house of the grandma or something, if I remember correctly.
Don't know what you're talking about.
That was vague at best.
Don't remember that.
I remember him going to go see his grandma on his dad's side.
Oh, yeah. Got you now. When they were really young.
Yeah.
They might have met when they were really young.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I got you now. I remember now. That's true. I forgot about that. But yeah, and that's kind of a trope of a lot of the Sojos too. It's like, we met each other in kindergarten and we vowed to marry each other and by golly, we got to find each other again. So I think that's going to come into a little bit of play too with this story. The story's pretty much standard. It's just a high school romance.
Right.
Trying to bring each other out of their shell. But I enjoyed it in a way that it's not too over the top. I mean, the corn dog or horn dog character, Sojo.
He's not really.
He's not over the top.
He's not over the top. I mean, but we've seen worse.
It's kind of like what you would see in a high school.
Right.
You know, you have your, even some of the girls that are, you know, more flirty and stuff with whomever they want to be flirting with, and the shyer girls and the sporty girls, and you have all that
the
mix.
Jocks.
So it's not an over the top comedy, but there's comedic moments and dramatic moments within the story. So in that regards, I think most of the readers would enjoy it that would gravitate to this type of a story. I've enjoyed it enough because I don't mind a romance every once in a while. And if it's done told well enough, which I think this one was for me. I mean, you didn't like the aspects of the beating up on himself, but, you know, I've seen that. I can relate to some of that. So it's like, okay, I've seen that in the high school that I went to. I even saw it at a college when I went to. We had this one girl wrap a guy completely around her finger, and then the moment he got up the courage to ask her out, she was like, nope.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
And she flirted with him, taught him how to dress real good. And you slowly saw this transformation during the semester, and then it was a shot down. So, yeah, and that's at college level.
Oh, yeah, that's so. It's like, I'm going to ask and get the Band-Aid ripped off. Yeah. Oh, man, that's...
And he had it ripped off tremendously.
Oh, man, that's gotta...
No mercy at all. She just flat out said, no, not interested. It's like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, that does happen. And it happens both ways. Well, it's not just the ladies that do that. The guys do
right,
that, too.
That's true. Way over the top. I got to be honest with you. On situations like that, that's kind of like a major growing situation because, you know, like you were saying, that she helped him transform and dress him and show him what to do, how to speak to a woman, you know. So it's kind of like it was a positive thing, and he learned some things from her, even though he shot her down. And then when he shot her down,
other way around.
Yeah, we know what you were saying.
What, right?
You accidentally
shot him. Oh, when she shot... Oops, I messed it up. Sorry. Even when she shot him down, you know, he continued to grow and transform from what he showed her.
Hope so.
From what she showed him.
Hope so.
Now you guys got me doing all this tongue twisting thing.
Hopefully he did. I didn't see him after that semester. I didn't have any more classes with him after that one class, so hopefully he did, but I can see this, you know, if this was almost true life, this could happen in Evergreen.
Right.
It could come to the very end and they never get together, because some of these manga romances, they do end up like that.
Right.
But for any romance, not necessarily mangas, you know, usually it's a happy ending. That's what everybody wants, is a happy ending, and this feels like it could almost go either way with just the first volume. I'd have to read more to kind of get
I feel kind of like it's like
oh, wait, they're actually related. Who knows?
You can lay a syndrome.
Yeah. Well, I was going
to
say,
they didn't have that promise to marry. They just had both of them have a connection to the house.
True. I don't know. She could have just been visiting.
Right. So.
Let's not get creepy.
Didn't she also have a key?
No, that's a different manga. I know what you're thinking of on that one.
No, it's not Nisekoi that I'm thinking of. It's Keys to the House.
I was thinking that for me, it felt more of Peach Girl vibe. Where
not as drama-ish.
Not as drama-ish, but it's kind of like a Peach Girl vibe for me. You know, where they fall in love, but I don't think they're going to end up with each other, because in the Peach Girl series, you know, they didn't end up with...
Yeah, she ended up with one of them.
She ended up with one of them, but it wasn't the one that she started with.
No, it wasn't. That is true. One of those love triangles. We don't do those at all. No, we don't. That makes the story... Peach Girl, drama, drama, drama. So, but I would say if you're a library of a decent size, medium size, and bigger, work well for you. If you're into the sojos, like these type of stories, you'll definitely be interested in picking this up. It's one of those, like I said, it's Seven Seas Entertainment. It's one of the smaller manga distributors, but they have some pretty decent stuff.
Right.
This is the one of the main things. Your grandchildren came. You said there was something you wanted to give them. Oh, yes, yes. Now I remember. Two keys, one for each. So...
But we don't know if they're actually... That's actually them.
Yeah, we know Hotaka's one of them, but...
Don't know about Nikki. Yeah. She's...
But one or not.
But yeah, it could get creepy. Who knows? I don't think it will. I think something will come about to say, oh, no, they're not. So, who knows? But anyway... But I think that's going to pretty much do it for us with Evergreen. Again, like I said, it's... I enjoyed it. Jonathan, I can understand why he didn't enjoy it. Logan, you never said, did you enjoy it or what?
Yeah, I did.
Did you enjoy it too? Okay, cool. Well, we're going to go into some tweets that we got and some Facebook and emails that we possibly have. If you're interested in contacting us, you can get with us on Twitter, Facebook, or by email at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. One of the first ones we got here tonight is Shahazd Benjaz. We reviewed a music video for him, Never Say Goodbye. And he just sent a thank you for the nice review for the music video. And this is a gentleman that he's purely instrumental. So this is one that if you're an instrumental fan, you'd probably enjoy this one as well. And one of the other tweets that we received Don't know if I mentioned this one before or not. I might have. If I did, I apologize for the duplication. But Conversing with Oceans sent us a thank you for looking at their single Deeper. And they said, thanks again for this, Comic Pop Library. So to both of those individuals, we appreciate them sharing the music with us and our listeners. So thank you very much for doing that for us. Again, this is one we've been talking about, Evergreen, Volume 1 by Yukiko Takimaya, and the art is by Akira Kusakabe. And this is one that, like I said, if you're medium sized or larger, go ahead and pick it up for your collection. If you enjoy the romance angle, you'll definitely enjoy it as well. We hope you've had fun listening to us. We've been having fun here. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
I can see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. Now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's only the moment that I don't wanna miss. And what I'm trying to say, well, I don't know.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.